Job 38, have you entered the storehouses of the snow? Or have you seen the treasuries of hail? From whose womb did the ice come forth? And who has given birth to the hoarfrost of heaven? The waters become hard like stone, and the face of the deep is frozen. One crisp, frozen winter night, as snowfall was drifting to its conclusion, I walked with friends down from my old cottage in New York State to a nearby lake. And as the last flakes wafted down, they fell from a sky of clear and darkest black. The stars shone in number and allure unparalleled. The lake was frozen solid and covered in fresh snow, a cleared expanse of white without even a fallen branch to mar it. We admired it. And then, of course, in human impulse irresistible, we marred it ourselves. We walked on water. We came not to skate or cry out or laugh, not for any activity or experience I have ever had on ice before. We came in silence and walked out onto the lake and watched the wide night sky above, framed at the edges by the intricate patterns of snow-covered branches. We bent down and brushed the snow from the surface of the lake, and we saw the gleam of the ice and the blackness of the sky reflected in the blackness of the iced lake with the white snow all around it. And the air was cold and utterly still. The midnight, midwinter woods were silent. It was a landscape without color or sound, yet filled not with bleakness, but with magic and mystery and intense, unprecedented beauty. This was not the lake I knew, that I had mundanely jogged round and fished in and hiked near with my dog and cats. This was not even the nighttime woods I knew, full of insects and birds and snakes and sound, the rich smells of earth and fresh water and decaying leaves. This was the garden of night in the land of the Snow Queen, a place of clarity and cold and black and white, sky and land and water and peace, such as I had never beheld before. Not inimical, though there was no life evident in it, and not empty, though it was so simple in its elements. It was as though the universe came down and touched our planet there, and they merged, simple and eternal, though all would be changed there in minutes and hours by the life that was, in fact, everywhere, concealed, protected, waiting. Perhaps part of the beauty was that we could choose it, choose to go out to the lake, choose when we were cold and tired to go back to the small house with its lights and the warm wood stove burning. If that is so, life is laden with such opportunities, moments of choice that bless us if we seize them, with miracle or beauty, even in a cold season. I have entered the storehouses of the snow, seen the treasuries of hail, seen the ice birthed in the earth, lifted my face to the hoarfrost of heaven, walked on water hard like stone, looked into the frozen deep. And it was good.